Brad Gushue is hoping to finish one step higher at the Pinty's Grand Slam of Curling Boost National 2022 than he did in his last visit to Memorial Gardens. In his previous Pinty's event here, the Newfoundland curler lost in the final to Matt Dunstone. He says it's nice to be back in North Bay. The fans are very supportive. We had a lot of fun even though it didn't end the way we wanted. I was looking forward to getting back, as with the crowds getting bigger later in the week, I am excited for the competition. See related. Excitement building for another high-profile curling event. See also, students take rare field trip to Pinty's curling event. Gushue won his first game, 7-6 over Glenn Howard, but needed to score one with his last rock to secure the victory. Gushue's team has changed slightly this year, with EJ Harnden, formerly of Brad Jacobs' team, now curling on Gushue's team. He says he's not alone in working in new team members. 4 years is a long time, especially if you don't have a lot of success. Teams are looking to find that missing piece to get to the next level. Gushue says a lot of teams improved. That's the goal. You're trying to get better for the 2026 Olympics, and teams are targeting the 2026 Olympics trials. He says his team is an exception with just one addition, while many teams have two or three new players. But, it's exciting and it'll be fun for the fans this week who come out and see players on different uniforms and have different teammates. It should be unique, with previous teammates now playing against each other. Gushue's new second is EJ Harnden. I've curled with him before and really enjoyed it. I've gotten to know him a lot better. He's very intense on the ice and easygoing off the ice. He's one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet. He's fit in really well. The challenge for us is on the ice and getting used to each other and what to say in certain moments, and that'll come in time. Gushue, who has won 12 Grand Slam events, had quite a 2022 season. His team earned bronze at the Olympics, captured the Brier, and was second at the Worlds. He says he got plenty of rest and is raring to go. Part of the reason we started a little later this year was that we were very, very tired. We were going on fumes at the Brier and the Worlds. At times, you felt like we were going through the motions. It's hard to get up to big events, especially when they're so close together. We got some rest though, and we're taking a lighter schedule this fall to make sure that when we get into the second half of the season and the bigger events, we're going to be ready.